For the third in our series on the Santa Clara-Portland rivalry, we have an interview with Portland Pilots assistant coach Lisa Sarri. WPS fans will remember her from the LA Soul, but Portland fans probably know her best as a consistently tough-as-nails central midfielder who started every game she played from 2003 to 2006. In 2005, Lisa helped earn the Pilots an undefeated season and a national championship. Lisa began her assistant coach position at Portland immediately after graduating from the program in 2007. She was kind enough to talk to us and share her experience as a Pilot player and coach. Portland's had a pretty strong season so far, only one loss. There's been some, like, coming from behind, which is new to me as a Portland fan. But I'm liking how this fairly young group is stepping up. But how are you feeling about the season so far as a coach?
I feel good about it. It's really great to see so many young players contributing so early, and knowing that we can kind of manage injuries and they'll be playing well when Sophie Schmidt is gone at the World Cup qualifiers. And so it's been a really promising season, and it looks great for our future as well. And we have come from behind quite a few times, which isn't, I wouldn't say, normal for us. So it is nice to know that we have a team that can battle back from behind. And but I would also love to get a few more shutouts.
Absolutely. Me too. we keep forgetting to ask this of our interviewees, but... As a player and now a coach, like, what do you think makes the University of Portland Santa Clara Bronco rivalry so special?
I think a big part of that is that both teams have been very successful in the past, and they have a tradition where the coaches have stayed there for a long time, which is, you know, somewhat rare in the college scene. And and also just being in the same conference. I mean, to have two such strong teams in the same conference always makes for at least a guaranteed good game every year, and it means something because, you know, usually you're fighting for that conference championship. So it's fun, and a lot of the players, you know, West Coast teams have a lot of West Coast players, and so a lot of players know each other as well, and it makes it fun.
So you're from Washington. Do you have any friends or former teammates, or did you while you were playing on the Broncos, or do you now?
Pilots.
I don't have any of my former teammates, but my roommate had her club teammates on the other team who I got to know. So we did play against people that we knew and that we competed with in ODP, Olympic Development Program, and some on the youth national teams as well. So
were you aware of the intense rivalry before you picked University of Portland to play for?
Yes. I think it was pretty well known just within the West Coast Conference. And then, you know, as I was looking at schools and always wanted to go to Portland, I ended up going to their national championship game when they went into overtime playing against each other. I got to see the rivalry firsthand in 2002 when Portland won our first national championship against Santa Clara, actually. And it was so awesome to see two West Coast teams in the final for the national championship. West Coast.
Yeah, I just actually watched part of that game this morning while getting ready. And it's amazing to see just the wonderful amount of respect those two, because they seem so familiar with each other, and they just have this, there's just so much respect on both sides.
Absolutely, absolutely. And actually, I got to work with Jerry quite a bit, Jerry Smith, this summer in Olympic Development Program with the regional teams, and got to know him that way. But definitely there's a lot of respect both ways for the programs for the respective traditions that they do have. And also, a side note, my club teammate growing up, her sister was Devin Hawkins, that played for Santa Clara.
Wow.
And was one of their top players. So Anyway, neat. It was interesting watching the national championship between the two teams, and I was sitting with my club team, who was all cheering for her, but I was committed to going to Portland, so.
Oh, that was, wow, boy, that must have been really interesting.
Yeah, it was fun.
Was the rivalry ever a factor in pre-conference play for you guys? Do you keep tabs on them, I guess, as a player, and then now as a coach? Is it any different how you view them?
I would say it is a little bit different. When you're a player, you can get a little bit more emotional about it because you get to let it all out on the field and wanting to beat your opponents. And you definitely keep track of them because they are such a rival. And then as a coach, I think there's a lot more. I have a lot more respect for their program, and have learned what makes them successful and what makes us successful, and look at it with a little bit different perspective.
What are your personal experiences of the Santa Clara games every year? Are they like just a little bit more emotional than all the other games?
More intense. A lot of people usually, and just. It's always a battle for that conference championship, and a lot of times it comes down to that game. So that's a big part of it.
Do any particular moments stand out to you from any of your four games against them?
One of them, when we played them here at home in 2005, Christine Sinclair scored her 100th goal. That was kind of a fun moment. She scored it against Santa Clara, so that was kind of a fun one. And that's the one that I really remember. You know, my first year experience with them, when I was a freshman, we lost to them in the playoffs, and I had to take a penalty kick, and then I got it saved, so that one stands out. But I try not to remember that. But, you know, the 100th goal is probably the one that stands out to me the most. It was a really fun game. It was a great night game, and there were a lot of fans there.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that was the game where they actually filled the gym to have people watch it on television. That's that was a very, even my stepfather, who does not understand soccer at all, was like, wow, this team's really good. And he was very impressed with the Pilots. Sorry, Broncos. do you talk about the rivalry at all with your Portland teammates, or when you had I think you were teammates with Allie Wagner when you were on the Soul? Did you ever talk about that?
You know, we did a couple times, but Allie was so great at. I mean, she didn't bring any baggage onto the field or anything from prior. She was so great. The first day of our first practice preseason, Allie has a lot more experience than me. She's a little bit older and has furthered herself within the national program. And the first day was my partner in an activity, and one of us had to wear a penny. And I said, I'll do it. I'm the rookie. And she grabbed the penny and said, nope, we're all rookies in this league. So just... really evened the playing field really early and kind of broke through that, and really had a lot of respect for her for that.
That is really cool. Do you have any thoughts about this year's game? Now, the Friday before, you're playing Corey Alexander's team, San Diego. It's an away game, so you'll be playing at Buckshaw. Do you have any feelings or thoughts about how it might go this year?
You know, it's always tough to play each other on the road, and definitely the home team has a bit of an advantage there. So it's always tough going on the road to play anyway, and then making it such a big rivalry as well, always makes it hard.
Yeah, and they seem to have recovered from quite a few injuries this year. Like I think in previous years they've had no excuses, but they've had some.
No, there's like the... only one or two ACL tears this year.
Only a couple this year.
Knock on wood. Yeah.
Ruth, did you have any questions?
No, this has been wonderful.
Yeah, this has been you've been really terrific. Everybody at Portland's like so professional. Is that like a thing? Like everybody's like on the
It is.
ball?
Clive Charles wanted everything to be run as a professional program and for us to look professional and act professional in everything we do. So he's kind of hammered that home into the program, and hopefully people are carrying that on.
Thank you so much for talking to us
Of
this
course.
morning, and best of luck against the Lions and the Waves this weekend. Please feel free to tell your players to spank them like their mamas never did. That's my
Okay,
offering.
I will.
So Ruth, as someone who's maybe not as familiar with Lisa Seria's career, but how did you feel about what Lisa had to say?
Well, I thought she had some really good things to say. It's funny that the particular moment she picked out didn't have to do with her. It was about Sinclair, and she's the. I think all three of them now have mentioned their very first game against the Broncos. Maybe we should add that to our questions, or we should just see if the Broncos have the same, the same thought to go towards talking about their first game against the Pilots. That would be interesting.
Yeah. See, now I'm really interested. Like now I'm like I've heard from a lot of pilots now about how they feel about this rivalry. And now I'm like, okay, now I'm really super genuinely interested in what the Broncos have to say.
I'll probably be like, the Pilots? Do we play the Pilots this year?
Yeah, no.
Who?
No. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Lisa Seria as much as we did. For more on the Pilots and the Broncos and everything else in women's soccer, please visit crossconference.com or send us an email with your thoughts. Our email address is crossconference@gmail.com.